Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. We don't sell a lot of games, but I like to talk about them and their stuff. This week, it is September 23rd, 2016, so let's talk about downloadable stuffs. PlayStation 4 is putting up so much stuff, it's getting a little ridiculous. So let's just say they got Star Wars Battlefront Death Star content, Destiny Rise of Iron. What else on here? Tokyo Twilight Ghost Hunters Daybreak Special Gigs. It's long. It's too long. Jazz Punk Director's Cut, Destiny the Collection, Destiny Rise of Time, and PlayStation 3 added Skyforce Anniversary, and Tokyo Twilight Ghost Hunters Daybreak Special Gigs, which is also on Vita, as is Skylight Free Range 2 Kachtween? I don't even know what the heck they're getting at anymore. Maybe it's Klingon. It's probably another language I just don't know, and I'm showing my ignorance to the world. Enjoy, everyone! Xbox One added Toy Odyssey, Firewatch, Last Fight, Destiny the Collection, Killer Instinct, Definitive Edition, and Dear Esther, Landmark Edition. Wii U owners can enjoy Severed, Wings of Maglorix, sure, Laser Blaster, Double Breakout, and Titan's Tower, as well as a downloadable version of the Wii game, Donkey Kong Country Returns, which is actually pretty good. I played through about 90-something percent of the 3DS port of it. It's a Donkey Kong Country type game, 2D jump and throw things. It's the rocket levels, man. The rocket levels will just get you. The 3DS has Noah's Cradle, as well as the Super NES downloads on the new 3DS, Final Fight 2 and Final Fight 3. On sale at Entertainment Earth. The Trevco sale continues. Buy one, get one 40% off on our wonderful selection of Trevco t-shirts. There are many licenses. There are many sizes. Do we have your license in your size? You'll have to come find out. Hurry, because the sale ends soon and then they're full price. We also have a number of Halloween costumes on sale, up to 60% off. Halloween is just around the corner. If you order yours today, you'll probably get it in time for Halloween and maybe wear it around the house for a couple of days beforehand. So get on that. Check our site for details, and while you're there, we have new arrivals, including the Legend of Zelda, Hyrule Shield Mug, the Super Mario Brothers Question Block Lite, and pre-orders for the Kinect Super Mario Mystery Figures, random 4-pack, the Legend of Zelda Wind Waker, a King of Red Lion statue with Link on it, it's a boat, and we also have the Namco Arcade Machine Collection. Oh, baby. We've got Tank Battalion as a 1/12 scale action figure accessory, so it's an arcade thing designed to fit, like if you collect the Mezco 1/12 collective figures, that's what this is. It's an arcade machine for Mr. Spock. We also have Galaga, Galaxian, Pac-Man, and Rally X. I need to decide which one of these to get. It would be silly to buy them all. Not that I'm not considering it. If they did these for things more than just Namco, I'd probably do it, because like all people who run video game podcasts, it's required by law that eventually you rent a U-Haul and you get yourself an arcade machine. And, you know, maybe if they had Strider or Section Z or Life Force or Arkanoid, I'd pick one up. Just throwing that out there. But very nice. Very exciting. Very cool. They look great. I assume they can't be playable at that size, even though you can put a little LCD screen in there. But they look really nifty. And if you only do one thing this week that someone on a podcast tells you to do, go to Entertainment Earth. Check out the Namco Arcade Machine Collection. It's just neat. I hope they add more. It's a little ridiculous, but it's really awesome. It's just so cool. It's so cool. Anyway, that's all I got. I'll see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast, where I'm going to be way more interested in talking about Star Wars than video game stuff, because next week's a big Star Wars day. It's September 30th. It's not Force Friday. It's not Rogue Friday. It's the day where you go buy things. I don't know what they're calling it, but that's what it is. So I will see you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast.